We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting beginning of a line, 8 lines from the top. It said in our Mishnah, 3 Gittin are possible, but the Vlad is kosher. Now, what about staying married to the second husband? Is that fine or not? Zimno Rav Teitzei, Zimno Rav Teitzei. Rav says it depends. Sometimes the Loch is Teitzei, and sometimes the Loch is Lois Teitzei. Okay, Tzad. When does it say Teitzei has to leave, she has to leave the second husband, and some say, and when does it say not? Yes, Laban, if he has children ready, if she has children ready from the second husband, loy seitze. The loch is, she could stay married, because we don't want to be mighty laws on the children that they're mamzerim, because they're not mamzerim, they're kosher. So we don't want to be mighty laws, therefore loy seitze. Ain Laban them teitze. But if they don't have children yet, we make them separate. As the Rav says, depends. Yes, Laban, ain Laban. Mosma, such a Vatovyo. I'm going to answer a kasha from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Yevamis. We know in Yevamis, there's a halacha that a tzaras erva is potter from Yibum, which means that Reuven is married to 2 wives and he has a brother Shimon. One of Reuven's wives is an erva to Shimon. For example, he married Shimon's daughter and another girl. He has 2 wives. Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter Rachel, and he's also married to someone else, Sprinza. So upon him, Rachel is a daughter. So when Reuven dies, Shimon is potter from Yibum Legabri. Why? Because Rachel is his daughter. And that obviously can't do Yibum. And the loch is that Sprinza is now a Tzaras Erva, and she's automatically free to go. There's no Din Yibum because of Tzaras Erva. But what happens if Rachel was not 100% married to Reuven? So then it's only a Suffolk Tzaras Erva. So there, Sprinza will have to get Chalitza because we're not sure if she's doing Yibum. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Kulon Shehoyu Behem, all the Arayas, Shehoyu Behem, Suffolk Kedushin or Suffolk Gerushin, the tzara will be chaylitz v'loy misyavim. Ketzad, what's the case of a kedushin? What's the case of a kedushin? Zara kol kedushin, safa karav law, safa karav loy. If he threw, Reuven threw kedushin to Sprinza, was not sure of how close it was, that's a safa kedushin. What's a safa gerushin? Zero safa kedushin. Safa gerushin, what's a safa gerushin? Kosav v'ksav yodo, yivin alav edim. Either he gave her a get that was a ksav yodo without edim. Yesh lov eid vei bezman, or it was a get that had eid and got his man, or yesh bezman vei bezman vei only 1 8. This is like our mishnah, soy shigit msulim. What does it say about soy shigit msulim? It raises a suffig erishin. It's a suffig erishin.
It's the same case.
Why don't we say the same case? So look at Taisa's Zarek law. Taisa says, of il begerishin, suffig karav law, like Tani, I'm a farish law. So my side is, if Taisa didn't feel a need to tell you the terror, obviously it's not the sugi here. I am a sechlis of vomits. That's what they say. Oh, you're supposed to know from the vomits. Akaponim, So back in the Gemara here, which is that's a very exact question, that's Tosis pointing out, that here where it says that 3 Gittim Sulam is an example of Sofa Gerishin, of a Sofa Gerishin. Vi Amrit Loi Tzeitzei, if you say the halacha is that if someone gets married with this get, that is a Sofa Gerishin. We're calling it, we know it's the Rabbana, Psul Bat Rabbana. We say Loi Tzeitzei, you can stay married. So then, Sprinza will say, look, if she gets married to someone, she can stay married to that. Obviously, this get is a good get. If it's a good get, I could do Yibum. I'm going to marry Shimon. So I won't worry about a Chorva. She would go do Yibum. So you shouldn't allow someone to say the get into the case because it'll cause people to think it's a real get. And then Tzara will go do Yibum. And for the Gemara, we don't care. We're not going to make a chash and say seitzei because of this chash. Because even if, let's say she goes ahead and does yibum, there's nothing wrong because really she is chayav yibum midraisa because midraisa is a good get, but the raisa of the erva is not it. So therefore, it's midraisa good get. You should have done it's fine if they do yibum because midraisa is good. That's what it says. Akaparim, it's not a kashman from this mishnah. We answer that in Echanami, it's only Shoshar Abonim, it's fine. Now the Gemara will go through different shittas about Seitzei. Levi Yomer, Lo'im Lo'Seitzei. Lachas always stay together, even without children, Lo'Seitzei. That's what Levi says. V'chenam Rav Yechon, Lo'im Lo'Seitzei. V'chenam Rav Yechon, B'nei Rav Klafta, Nemen Huna. Halki Yom Avuchan. This is what your father said, Lo'im Lo'Seitzei. Another thing he said was, Kartzis Sheba Omer, Ene Pesalas Ve'chatas. A certain bug or fly that looks like a grasshopper that's found between the sheaves of Tvua, Eina Peselis Bechatos, does not become possible if this animal, this bug, drinks from the water of the Parah Aduma, does not become possible. And we'll speak out in a second what the soul would have been. My karatis. What's a karatis? On my baya, the dvasa the benekipi. This bug, which Rashi says, zvuv gadol, a big fly, kemin chagav, like a grasshopper, that's found between the bundles. So, akaponim, that's another thing his father said, that this does not pass mechatas. So, most of the nilbarakhtino, kol oifes pas mechatas, chutz min ha-yayna, preishim oitzetzes. So, what's the psul if a oif, or an animal, drinks from the parah aduma? So, Rashi says, the psul is, preishim ha-kiyam mipiyam, because when they drink, they spit back out into the water, l'saychan, v'kvar botlu b'fiyam mitaris mechatas. And it became botlu mitaris mechatas in their mouth. Now, what's pshat on that? So the Ritva has two Malachim, Pshat and Rashi, and really Tosfos really is meramis to both these Pshatim. One Pshat would be, as Halacha is, you need Mayim Chayim El Keli. The water of the Parah Aduma has to come straight from a Mayim to the Kli. It goes from Kli to Kli, but it has to go straight to Kli. If it goes into the mouth of an animal, that passes the water. It has to go straight into the Kli from the Mayim. That's Pshol, that would be one Pshat and the Pshol. And therefore, if it spits out water, you have water here, Mechatas here, from an animal's mouth, and that's not allowed. The other pshat is because of hesach hadas. The loch is the parah aduma water has to always be, you always have to have das on it. It shouldn't become tome. This hesach hadas goes into the mouth of an animal. Akaponim, so it says in the Mishnah, call oifes psul mechatas, chutz min ha-yayin. Why? Because the way it drinks is, it sucks, it doesn't leave anything out, nothing spits out. Everything comes into the mouth. If karatzis shiva amr is the same thing, it's not clear karatzis. Why? The gdoil loy pasla, a big karatzis does not pasla, the ktana pasla, but a small karatzis does pasla because it doesn't drink so good. So therefore, we don't want to say karatzis because it's not psika. The ad kama, until how big is it a chash that it might spit back into the water? Once it's bigger than a kazayis, then it's good to go, and it's not possible to parah aduma water. We had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lozo Eimer, afal pi, that there's no edim, you give it in front of edim asira, it's good enough. Om Rav Yudom, Rav Loch, Rav Lozo, we get to. Pasuk Rav Lozo comes to get to Pasuk edim asira karati. Ki amrisa kam edim shmuel, Om ha'af b'shtaris. Shmuel says, also Bashar Shtaris. That means, Rav says, Dafka Begitin, of Bashar Shtaris, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, V'ksoy V'seifah V'chasoyim, and Rav says, no, by Bashar Shtaris, these are Chasim, like it says in the parish of Yirmiyah. Shmuel says, no, Bashar Shtaris, we also pass through our Blaza, I, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that's a Eitz Toiva Kamash Long, because of Tikkun Olam. So, here we have Machlokes for Blaza, Dafka, we pass through Dafka Begitin, or even Bashar Shtaris. And Shmuel says, Bashar Shtaris. And we're going to see a lot of Meroyim hold like Rav. But Rav Sav Saras Loy. Rav Sav Saras Loy? Haktani, we're going to Chash Vadim. When Rav Loza is clearly talking about Shar Staris, he doesn't care about that pasuk. He says, you're right. Rav Loza Tarati Omar. Rav Loza holds Stai by Staris, and Stai by Gitan, he holds Edom Siri Karati. For Rav Sav Kavasev Chadabalabachada, Rav holds like Rav Loza when it comes to Gitan, and not like Rav Loza when it comes to Staris. Rav Yanni says, there's no reach I get when you use Edom Asir. It's nothing. Frankly, Gemara Rav Yanni, let's say Rav Loza. Rav Yanni doesn't hold Rav Loza. Everyone holds Pasuk Rav Loza. Gemara Hakama. The Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Agar Rav Loza, hold you need Edom Chasima. I feel a reach I get in boy. If you have no Edom on it, zero Edom, it's not even a reach I get. It's nothing. We're talking about Ksav Yadi, obviously. Chena Reis Rav Chanina Rav Shlokish. Halach Rav Loza. We're getting that. We're getting. Rav Yechon, I feel a reach get in boy. There's no reach I get. Lame Rav Yechon, less than Rav Loza. Rav Yechon is not a holy Rav Loza. It's not a good get. It's not even a reach get. It's not even bundle past the koyin. Where's the hokkama? The Rabbanon, I feel a reach get in boy. The Rabbanon don't hold Vedim Asira. Feel reach get in boy. Shalcher of Abba Zav Lamari Bar Mar. Boy, my name Rav Huna. Rav Abba Zav the sent to Mar Mar. As from Rav Huna, this Shaila. Loch Rav Loza. We're getting in a locha. Ad Hachi, not after Rav Huna. Tommy wanted to ask him. Rav Huna died. Only Rabba Bray, so Rabba, the son of Rahuna, Rabba Rahuna said, Hakhi Amma Abba Bashay the Rabba, or Mashay the Rabba, you say, Halacha Karabba Laws of a Gitten, Pasuk of Laws of a Gitten, Rabba Seinu Abakim Bidvar Halacha, Mashay Rabbeinu, and the Rabba Seinu who know what Rabba Sheet is, Amru Halacha Laws of a Gitten. The Amr Rabba Cham, who is the Rabba Seinu Abakim Bidvar Halacha of Rab, the Amr Rabba Cham, Abagur, Yamar Rab, Halacha Laws of a Gitten, Ikidamri Chavrein Abakim Bidvar Halacha, Vatamidi Rabbeinu, Mashay Rabbeinu Amru, and the Tamide Rabbeinu said b'shem Rabbeinu Halacha Rav Loz v'Gitin. Dom Rav Chista, who is a Talmud of Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, who is a Talmud of Rav, Amar Rav Halacha Rav Loz v'Gitin. V'chenki also Rav Amar Loz Amar Rav Halacha Rav Loz v'Gitin. Pasuk Rav Loz v'Gitin. So it's mashma. We pass all the Amarayim. Say, what would you say? We pass Rav Loz v'Shar Staros or not? I would say dafka by gittin, not for shas taras, because we have here like, you know, eight amroim over here. But if you look at Toysed Av Dalad says like this. Afagav, you see like this. Av halokka moise afashar staris. Afagav the cholam aroy de lakamon, savri karabalos of dafka by gittin. Kaimulon kashmur bedini, the polig lakamon adarav, come afashar staris. Toysed says there's something called vaska shmur bedini, and therefore it supersedes all these amroim over here. Zok the new Mishnah. Shnayim Shoko Shnei Gittim. There were two people who sent two Gittin, Shavim. They were equal. They were the exact same get. They both said Yosef and Shimon in the get. They're both the exact same get. And now they're bringing it to these wives. Vinisarva, the Gittin got mixed up. And we know the Gittin has Brit Lashma. One get is for this wife, one gets that wife. But they're mixed up. Exact same name. So what you do is, Noisim Shneim Lazu, Vishneim Lazu. You give both of them to this one, both of them to this one. And that's kosher because they're getting the get. Lefikach, Ovid Echem Amarei Shein Batal. One of them is lost, the other one is batal because the other one will be a suffix lawyer's mother. I don't know who it's for. If you have both, then you give both to both, then it's good. But if not, you can't do that. Now, actually, there's a shikla aura here, which I don't have a good tarot to, is that really, the Chayra, Tyson said before that the Fira Meir, if it says Yosef and Shimon, and there's two Yosef, there's Huchsu, two Yosef and Shimon, it's not a good get. It has to be Muchach Mateicha, who it's for. And this get is obviously not Muchach Mateicha, because if it's set a third generation, you know who it belongs to. So I'm not sure the Teretz to the Kasha. I looked up, it was like the art scroll and some Sfarim did, they didn't speak about it. But there's a Tysus of Chavdal and Beis that says it has to be Muchach Mateicha. There is a Muka Yosef in Bar Basra that discusses the Shaila Ayin Sham on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin on Beis. That did, the nucleus does discuss the Shiloh. But there's some, I always bring that aura. But Kapanim, saying over here, you have the same exact get. The only way to do it is by giving Shteim Lazu, Shteim Lazu. Zogdamar, Chamisha Shekosvu, Klal Besecha Get. A new case. You had here five people wrote together one get. They're using one get for different names, but using one get, they're saving a lot of money. Using one cipher, and they write in the beginning of the get, you know, me and Sprinza, and Reuven and Rachel, and all getting divorced. That's what it says. We'll see the Gemara. What's a klal? What does it mean exactly? Chamish is arva klal v'seh haget. Ish plain v'garish plainness, or plain deplainness. Va'edim al-mata, edim al-bottom. One set of edim. Kulam v'sherim. The whole get is kosher. V'inosu kolecha v'achad. You give it to everyone. You give it to this isha, take it back, give it to the next isha. Hoya kaisev toifis l'chol echad v'achad. If everyone had their own language, ve'edim mata, one set of edim on the bottom, esha edim nikrimim v'kosher. Only the last get will be kosher. If you have five lishonis of a get on one paper, and the bottom is the signature, only the last get will be kosher, the other ones will not be kosher. And again, we have to explain what's called klal, what's called typhus. We have no idea what that means until we see the Gemara.
In the first case,
right? The klal?
Five sets of edim or one
eight? One eight. And it's kosher. 1/8. That's the chiddush. That's kosher because it's a klal, and this is a typhus cholech v'echal. You have to know what that means. We'll see in the Gemara. But first, we'll discuss the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah said that two people have the exact same get. They send the shliach mixes them up. The loch is give each one, each isha gets both gittin. Mantan, or Rav Yirmiyah, the loyker Rabbalaz is not Rabbalaz. The Rabbalaz is like even though made them a sirikarati, the loyad the behemin ayukam a garsha. The Gemara is assuming that just like a fira meyer, the chasima has to be lishma. So according to Rabbi Loza, Edom and Sira, the Mesira have to be Lashma. They have to see the correct get going Lashma to this Isha. But if there's two of them, you don't know which one's the correct get. So Lachaira, you're missing the Lashma and the Mesira. You're missing the Clarkai and the Mesira. So if Rabbi Loza holds Edom and Sira karati, it should not be good. That's what Gemara assumes right now. Therefore, our Mishnah must be Rabbi and not Rabbi Loza. Abai Omano. I feel the time of Rabbi Loza, aim with the Bible Rabbi Loza, Lashma. All Rabbi Loza says, like this, says the pasuk of Kosav Lashma. According to Rameya, it means the Chosam. According to Rabbi Loza, the Chosam means the Ksiva Saget. But the Nesina does not have to be Lashma. Nesina Lashma be Ba, you need Nesina Lashma, and therefore you can do the Mesir of two Gittin because there's no Nesina Lashma. As long as the Ksiva Lashma is fine, and you're giving both Gittin to them, so she's getting a get that's Ksiva Lashma. That's sufficient, and that's enough to have a get, even according to Rabbi Loza.